And we're back.
Black and a Half, episode number
69.
Yes, we're not children.
Bouncicle, wow, wow.
Episode number 69, Black and a Half. Thank you for tuning in to Seattle's longest comedy podcast, probably. We do this show almost weekly. This is almost weekly almost podcast weekly. Yeah. Of the longest running comedy podcast, probably.
Probably.
We have a lot of parentheses in our life, right? Just a little disclaimer.
Yeah.
A little disclaimer.
Probably the blackest asterisk podcast. Yeah.
Black needs the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun episode. Manny and I sitting down, catching up on over the last couple weeks, what's been going on in the world.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
Also, women's soccer.
Yeah. We've got probably a new woman president coming to you.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Calling it.
Yep. I'm calling it early. So,
talking about kids' birthday parties, his trip to Alaska.
Yeah, we bring you our newest segment, Nerd News.
Nerd News.
Yeah,
it's maybe one day I'll even get a sound effect to put in. Who knows? Big thanks though to all of our supporters for this Indiegogo that just wrapped up.
We greatly appreciate you.
Yeah, everybody, you're making films possible. You're making black films possible.
Thank
you. It's funny how much it's funny. I appreciate everyone who supported, and I appreciate everyone who shared that didn't donate.
Right.
But, you know, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we realize,
times are tough.
Yeah. And thank you, for
sharing. I mean, you're white, so I don't know why you don't have the money, but donate. But there's some surprising donations from it, some surprisingly big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And some, and just little somethings from people that I didn't expect even. And that was just so thankful forward to it. It's going to take care of our crew and cast for this movie. We'll be able to rent some, which turned out to be great because my original cinematographer can't make it back. She got a paying gig. So we ended up, because we were going to use her camera.
Right.
And so now we need to rent a camera. Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah.
So you're saving it. You're saving this from happening.
Thank you.
And it is hard because it's for the 48-hour festival.
Yeah.
So we don't know what it's about yet.
But
and so people say like, "Oh, I'd love to support your film. What's it about?" I'm like, "I don't know."
Yeah.
Well, we don't know yet.
But it's going to be good. He won an award last year.
Yeah. We all won an award.
We won an award. That's
right. You were an award-winning film, Manny. So.
And now we will all be award-winning, and you'll be an award-winning producer.
So check that out. End of July is when it should screen. I have the date somewhere. I'll have to look.
Yeah, we would love
for
you guys to be there.
Come to the screening. We'll find out about when they'll be. Thanks for that. Big thanks to Skyline Properties for letting us use the space here. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, I can help you out. Silas Lindstein with Skyline Properties. So go to SilasGetsReal.com and message me from there and we'll hook you up.
Any shows you got coming up?
I'm doing Minority Report August 10th.
I love that you called it the wrong name, but yeah, still
Minority Retort.
There you go.
Minority Report is a great film with Tom Cruise that should have been called Minority Retort.
Yeah.
And should have had a black man in it.
There you go.
Doing that. And also, it's our thrill to announce that Black and a Half will be doing a live podcast August 8th at
Laughs Comedy Club.
That's right.
Come
I
on
need
out.
To get her. I need to get the. I need to get the
flyer
images in so that she can put it on. So
you
buy your tickets now. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll get that up there so you can buy tickets now. See us live. Hopefully, we'll have some fun guests. We'll do some comedy. It'll be great. They're doing a lot more live podcasts there.
That's cool.
They've been doing some people.
Awesome.
Someone came in just to record the podcast.
Sweet.
That was it.
Good turnout?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they were famous.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we're working on it.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
By then, maybe we'll have a good film out.
Three people.
Hey, we'll be able to. Oh, no, they don't have a screen there. Maybe we can figure out how to get a screen there.
No, there you go. Yeah.
And so we can show our short film.
That would be cool.
If you have a screen, let us know so we can try to show it there.
I was like, could we do like a piece of white paper on the back, or would that be that probably won't work?
I know how to make a screen. It's just more delivery.
Mm.
It's more how to stand it up.
Ah.
How do we stand it up?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll work on something.
What about
there.
Those stand up NBC signs that they have? Do they still have those, or they probably took those?
think NBC might have taken those. Yeah, I don't think they're like, hey, laughs, do you want to hold on to them? Well, we'll do that there. So save it on your calendar right now. It's August 8th. It's my dad's birthday, but he's never in town.
Yeah,
so I was like, it's my dad's birthday, so do I want to record? He's never here. Yeah. So why am I going to?
Come on out, Dad.
Bitter.
Come on out.
Well, unless he's in California.
Yeah.
He always leaves.
I mean, if you loved him.
They're teachers.
Oh.
They're teachers, so it's the summer off, so they usually go Makes down sense. To their land. And they have land in Northern California.
Oh.
They put a house on it.
Damn, there you go.
That's where I grew up with the cabin.
Okay.
I lived 3 years in a log cabin.
Where, like Tracy? Or?
Shingletown, California.
Shingletown,
yeah,
California?
Yeah, it's north of Redding.
Oh, okay.
On a mountain, on Mount Lassen. I lived in a log cabin there.
It's like wine country, kind of, huh?
No.
Okay,
no,
I'm wrong.
Not even close.
Not even close? All right.
No, it's on a volcanic mountain, which is not known for its grapes.
Shit, all right.
Yeah, it's known for its sulfur. And
it's lava?
And pot.
Okay.
Lots of pot is grown in that area. Lots of busts all the time.
Okay.
Fields and fields in the middle of
the... Is your dad very salt of the earth?
Are you saying...
Like
are you not a muggly?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Salt of the earth? Is that what they call people?
Is that what they...
The meek? The meek shall inherit the earth? Oh, that's inherit the earth, not salt the earth.
Sorry, yeah.
He was a hippie. Oh, totally hippie.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I just told you I lived in a log cabin.
Good call.
Well, I guess you're either hippie or you're redneck, right?
Yeah, like, there you go, yeah.
And I'm black, so you got to go hippie.
Yeah, they good call. Yeah,
I'm a mixed race baby.
Well.
And so, let's see. Oh, this episode 69 is...
Brought to you by
The Wrong Way.
Yeah.
There's a right way and there's a wrong way, which includes sex positions.
There you go. Don't mess it up.
Yeah, don't mess it up.
You won't be invited back.
We'll go, that is the wrong way, sir.
You won't be invited back, guys.
Also brought to you by The Wrong Hole. Now I'm going to get a message. That's homophobic.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not.
They just don't want it there.
Exactly.
And then, this is fun. We're going to, you know, we've been doing more solo shows, and I do actually enjoy it quite a bit more. And it makes having the guests a lot more. You know, changes it up a lot.
It does.
But I do like doing the solos. We do have some potential exciting guests coming up too. So
big stuff. Stay tuned.
Yeah. So make sure you're subscribed to this and share it. I can't say the word share on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or they will not promote it. So you just need to share it.
There you go.
Just hit the share link.
In the words of Todd Sanderson, tell a friend to tell a friend.
That's right.
There you go.
All right. Episode number 69. Doing it.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
I didn't think it was possible for me to get whiter, but I think I am.
Please explain.
So I've, as everyone knows, I've gotten a bit into gardening, right?
A bit,
getting a little crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm buying, like, my daughter said I'm addicted because I'm like, I'm online now and people are like, hey, I've got this, I got a free like chestnut tree available.
Right.
And I'm like, I'll take it. I'll come over right now. We can dig it up. I'll bring it over.
So that's why you have the tools in the back of the car.
Yeah, right now. Okay. Are you
going over there after this?
No, I already have. I just hadn't taken the tools out.
Okay.
I used to keep my car so clean from Lyft.
It was.
Now I have like compost in the back all the time.
I literally looked at your car and thought that. I was like, who the fuck is this person? I don't even know him anymore.
But like, I'm realizing as I'm doing this gardening and going and getting samples from it, like, I haven't met one black person. Or Latino, like they're all white people, and I was like, "Oh, I've just discovered a white hobby," and even bonsai,
it's
pretty much a white hobby.
I thought that'd be more of an Asian hobby.
I thought so too, but here's the thing, and it might be
okay,
but I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm afraid of being racist.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We had an Asian couple that came to our house the other day.
Yeah,
they just moved in a little bit ago, and they brought cookies, which made me feel bad because we should have brought them cookies,
oh,
right?
They're right.
Them. But they came to the house, and one of the things I wanted to go, do you want to see my bonsai in the back? I'm like, oh, that would be racist. Like, are you guys into bonsai? Oh, like, I can't even. I cannot.
You have to, like, walk by and have them look at it.
I ask a lot of white people, like, hey, do you like bonsai?
Yeah.
I ask all the time.
Yeah.
I have not asked one Asian person.
Yeah, because that would be like, if they invited you over and they're like, hey, we got some pork on the. No,
do you want some chitlins?
Are you chitlin? Are you chitlin fan? Like, I get it, man. It's always interesting to me. Like, there are just certain things you can never ask because it will come across as racist. I think you can ask white people anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't ask.
Because we know they're racist.
Yeah.
Right? So it's given. We can't. I'm like, oh, we could bond over this too. Yeah. Like, what if you're like, yeah, actually, I'm a bonsai master.
How old are they? How old are the neighbors?
I mean, they're like probably 30.
Okay, yeah, about our age. So,
you know, about your age.
Yeah, well,
not mine.
You look ageish.
Right.
Age less, I guess.
Yeah. So it's weird. It's like, but mostly it's white people that I've definitely online I'm in my bonsai group.
Dude, that's funny. I would literally think that it would be.
It could be, but they're not going to talk about it, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean,
it's like us talking about barbecuing all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, let me ask you this. If you are like coming over and like, I mean, most people, I mean, they bring cookies. That's kind of the housewarming gift, right? You don't really, I mean, some people do apple pies, like I made a pie for you or.
You know, the only reason I haven't, if we were in Seattle, I feel like in Seattle, if I bring over something, they're going to be like, is it egg free?
Yeah, is it gluten? Don't
eat egg. Like, what kind of, are they cage free or are they? And I'm like, I realize it's probably the gesture is more important.
Yeah.
But so many people are so allergic. I'm afraid of this awkwardness that they're like, was there in the house at all any bananas? Because my son is deathly allergic to banana residue.
Dude.
And be like, oh, I'm sorry. And they'll be more awkward than me not bringing anything.
You know what I also think is that
they brought us cookies and they're like,
what kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip. Pretty safe.
You want to hear something racist?
They weren't great.
But. I thought they were fortune cookies. I mean, like, that's the
wouldn't
first thing.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though?
That
would
be pretty amazing.
I think that would be, I would have loved them
you
if
will
they
soon
brought
make
fortune.
A new friend.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, but if they had brought it around just to, like, trigger people's racism, right? To be afraid to say anything. Imagine doing that, just trying to set people up to say something racist.
Yes. Oh, what would be the black equivalent of that?
Like
you bring it over ham hocks.
Just be carrying some fried chicken around, eating it like when you go to.
You some.
Hey, well, just don't even bring them in. Just always have it, right? Just always be eating it. Like
you ring the doorbell, it's got like barbecue sauce on the doorbell and shit. Oh my god.
Okay, hey, I did want to ask you about I don't know if we talked about this, black barbecues.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Did we?
No, we didn't. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I was telling. So I went to a friend's birthday party. It was a kid's birthday party. And so they were hosting it at their house.
Right.
My friend Rochelle.
Okay.
Do you know Rochelle?
Yeah. But isn't her husband?
Teacher. He's white.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but she's hosting the party and she was always, and her mom, it was at her mom's house.
Okay.
Black,
so it's majority black people in the house.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, her mom's black.
Right.
But, you know, like her mom's black, but very,
very Obama's.
She lives in Redmond.
Okay. Okay. So it's very
black
like,
woman in Redmond.
Very like, very like. Oh yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, but in my head, I'm like, I'm going to a black barbecue, and so we just, I just showed up with a gift for the baby.
Okay,
right.
All yeah.
Right. And then I realized, and I was like, yo, are there any? Because my kid was hungry. I'm like, is chips around? Like, what's? And like, she's like, I don't think we have. And then somebody like, oh wait, somebody brought a bag. I'm like, oh, and then I'm looking, and I see all of the dishes, and I'm like, these are different dishes. Like, oh, people brought stuff.
Okay, okay.
And I'm like, oh, was this a bring your stuff kind of thing? Because I'm like, because I remember, and I specifically talked to her about this before, was the difference between that when a black people run a barbecue, you provide everything.
What do you mean? Like, you mean like you?
Like at a black barbecue that if I'm hosting that you would like, well, I'll get everything for people to eat if they want to bring something. That's
really?
Optional.
I think that's more of a white thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, white people always want to bring something. What can I bring?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Can I bring something?
See, okay.
But I like, here's the thing. Maybe I'm a misperception, but I always thought, like, but the black people might bring something, though.
Okay.
They might be like, no, I'm going to bring my potato salad because
it's my potato salad. Exactly.
And everybody wants it. But if you showed up empty handed,
yeah,
like I wouldn't be giving you the side eye. I'd be like, no, you're just supposed to come over. I don't care if you bring anything or not.
Okay.
Where white people, if you didn't bring anything, they're going to look at you like this freeloader.
I guess. Well, you know, it's so funny. I guess I kind of thought the opposite. I always thought that like white people were like, hey, man, we got you. No, just come on over. Just bring yourself. Just, yeah, it's going to be fun. Bring ice if you want to do
it. Maybe just have the cheap white people.
Maybe. Like, yeah. Like, I mean, it, like once you like, because when I go over like, so this 4th of July, going over to my friend Brittany's house and I was like, can we bring anything? Do you need money for any of the food? She's like, no, just bring yourself. Just, yeah, bring ice if you want. My mom doesn't seem
Gretchen
to carry.
Is always like, well, what are we bringing?
That's exactly how I am.
No, yeah. We're not bringing anything.
Right.
We're just showing up.
But black barbecues, they're like, you know, I got you down. Like Ralph Porter had a joke about it. He's like, I got you down for paper plates and napkins. You know what I mean? So,
well, I think if you tell me you're bringing something, you better bring it.
Exactly.
Don't tell me you're bringing paper towels.
Right.
And then you don't. They're like, you know what? I brought ice instead. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, we always need more ice.
Right.
But you motherfucker said you were bringing paper towels.
Exactly.
Do not show up here.
To empty handed with shit. Yeah.
That's right. Especially then you're bringing that greasy ass pork with you.
Yeah. But yeah, that's.
How am I going to wipe my.
Black barbecues are. Black barbecue. Well, I'm trying to think. Do white barbecues?
I'm gonna start quizzing.
We should. We'll have to ask guests.
Like I am the worst person probably to say what a black barbecue is like.
Yeah.
I'm basing off of like my mom
and Jamaicans and Rastas.
And my mom always hosted.
What's a Rastafarian barbecue like?
A real Rastafarian barbecue.
Is it intense?
Would be vegetarian.
Oh, okay. I didn't
for
know
one.
That. Okay.
So not fun.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm about to go to a barbecue that's hosted by a vegetarian.
Oh, that's not even a fucking barbecue.
Yeah,
that's
she said it's going to be like, she said we'll have field hot dogs or something. Mm. And I'm thinking that's just like dandelions chopped up, right?
I still haven't had that amazing veggie burger that you were telling me about.
The Impossible Burger.
The Impossible Burger.
Because it's sold out.
Is it still sold out?
Well, I'd have to go to a place to see
Brad,
if they got it.
I don't even know who would carry it. I mean, where'd
you get
like
it? Red Robin and
Cheesecake
Factory.
Damn,
both do it.
But it was just out, and so.
Yeah. Anyway. They're like, it's so popular.
Damn.
I wish I'd have got to get a vegetarian on here. I want to find out whether.
Yeah. Not Carol
it's like
Freeman
some people
and her
care
keto.
Whether whether it is. I guess if you're a vegetarian, for a couple of reasons. Some is because of animal cruelty, and some is because of health.
Right.
And if it's just health, I don't think they would care. But like, I would think if I was vegetarian because of animal cruelty,
yeah,
I don't want you to mimic the flesh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, or you'd be like, "Oh, this is great! I can eat like a carnivore."
Yeah.
But be guilt free.
Yeah, it's interesting to me though. Like, I guess, I mean, you think about pets and shit. I mean, when you have animals, it's a little different, but. I don't know, man.
By the way, this whole the food thing.
Yeah,
we get PETA's going to come after me.
They really are. They're
going
to destroy us.
Look, like you're vegetarian, like animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their line of what life forms
are
acceptable, right?
Right.
And
like you can't eat cats, can't eat dogs.
Well,
depends on the country. Yeah, very true.
Some of the, but even
and
then,
if you're starving to death, it's a whole different story.
Some of you can't eat cow because they're religious, right?
Right. yeah, that's true.
No, but like it's so insects and worms.
Yeah.
Like, but pretty much everybody, like a vegetarian's not going to eat worms or caterpillars, but I think they'll kill them if they need to.
Yeah, that's
like
a
without
good
thought. Like the caterpillars, I was told. I hate this. There's caterpillars called tent.
Yeah,
caterpillars.
Okay,
they'll put like. They'll look like cobwebs and trees.
Oh, the ones that come down on like the. No?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just like cobwebs and trees, but they'll like. They ruin produce.
Oh, shit.
And food and stuff. And so my stepmother, like, she came over and she's like, that's a tent. You need to kill those as soon as you see it.
Yeah.
Like, smush it.
Wow.
And I'm like, but I'm not going to step on a little caterpillar's fuzzy. Like, why am I? And I'm like, I have no problem eating a cow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
a little caterpillar. I'm like, and I feel cruel. So now I've been killing them.
Ooh.
I know they're going to destroy everything. Right.
Man.
But I like I huck them and you kill them.
Yeah. It's so rough. Like as a kid, I remember killing snails every now and then.
On purpose?
Well, with salt, you know.
That's cruel.
So awful. Somebody showed me one time, not a bunch of them, but I just feel like I couldn't. harm a snail now. Like,
right.
I see him on the street and I'm just like, let me move this guy to a bush where he's out of harm's way.
But you'll eat some chicken, right?
I'll eat some chicken like right. motherfucker, man. And like, I'll eat pig. You know what I mean? I eat like cow.
People say like, you need, if you can't go out and kill it yourself, you shouldn't be eating meat. And I'm like, no, that's called evolution. Yeah, exactly.
Here's another thing too, is like,
I've killed a lot of things with the carbon I've admitted into the
right?
society.
Yeah, there you go, right? I'm killing birds, motherfucker.
That's right.
So let me ask you this though. Do you think any of these vegetarians or vegans, if they were starving to death, do you think they would kill an animal to survive?
I think some would.
Right.
I think there's a few that would go down.
Okay. They would die for their cause.
Yeah. But okay. I think it kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Like survival. Like when you have to, it'd be more of a Tom Hanks thing, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah, right. I can see that. Yeah, where it's like, yeah, Castaway or whatever.
Yeah, because I mean, that's the only situation because you're like, okay, I have to
do this. Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, though, they might be more knowledgeable about what is edible.
Right.
Might be hard to get protein, but I mean, you can eat stuff right. from. I think the problem is if we got stranded,
yeah,
we don't know what we can eat.
Exactly. Right? We don't know what's poisonous. You don't know what, I mean, you look at yeah. berries, you're like, shit, I don't know, man.
Yeah, so. But they might be more knowledgeable to be like, oh, well, I can see by the 4 points on this.
Dude, I was watching this show called Naked and Afraid. You ever seen that shit?
No.
So these people are put out in the wilderness for 21 days. They try to survive with just naked. And they're given like, I think one tool.
Like really naked?
Like assed out. Like, I mean, just like literally you're sitting down and there's like rocks in your asshole. You know what I mean?
What
it's
is
like,
this?
I forget what channel it's on. I'll send you the link though.
Like History Channel?
Yeah, it's like History Channel or something like that. But literally like there's people who are like having these massive like migraines because they haven't eaten in like 6 days. They have to like find like reliable sources of water. It's wild, man. There was like a leopard that was like around them and they had to be like alert. They couldn't start a fire for days, and it started getting cold. Then they finally were. It's the
so. Is it a contest?
It's like a contest to see how long you can go, and I think you get like $5,000. But
if you make it,
yeah, if you make it, I mean, like $5,000 isn't enough for me to sit down and like have my just like my nuts in the sand. You know what I mean? And like, I'm good.
That just it kind of sounds like somebody's a pervert. It was like no, which so you're gonna be naked, okay? I'm putting you there, and you're gonna do it all naked, and you're like. Yeah. Why can't I wear clothes? Oh, do you want 5,000 or not?
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
So some pervert came up with the idea, and then
let me ask
so
you this:
do they make clothing? Do you ever see them make clothing?
Sometimes they do. So, like, say for instance, they killed a rabbit or something. They killed two rabbits. Somebody made shoes out of the skin or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I mean, yeah, they were resourceful, but I mean, they literally had to. This guy had literally he was trying to cut open the rabbit, and he had accidentally cut in the intestines. So the like. Feces like bled all over the and so he couldn't eat certain parts of it and she was so pissed at him. She's like, motherfucker, you don't know how to skin this and so dude, he ruined there's so much stuff that we don't do and we don't know.
I mean, do know there's stuff like that. I'm just not sure like, well, can't you just wash it off?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why can't you just cook it over a flame? And
I thought that would kill everything.
That's why I thought
eventually.
It'd kill bacteria and
yeah.
But then I guess you think about E. coli and I don't know.
Well, E. coli if you cook it it's the problem
undercooked.
With E. coli is yeah.
Okay.
But also E. coli gets, when it gets on lettuce,
right.
You're not cooking lettuce.
Ah, that's a good point.
The E. coli is always like, oh, we have some contaminated lettuce.
Right. So we should be frying up lettuce. I'm just kidding.
That's nasty, right? Are you, I know you're big into the debates right now. I've been busy with the soccer.
I tried, man. Yeah. So two nights, 10 debaters. I thought the Republican one was crazy last year.
Each night had
10 people on it.
Wow.
So, and each person had like 60 seconds to answer. And then it's just people talking over each other. But the people, I only watched probably a little bit of the first one and a little bit of the second one. But then I just watched highlights because I was like, I don't have it. It's overwhelming to me to see 10 people debating on a stage.
Yeah.
Shooting at each other. So the people who really stood out, I'd say in the first one were Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Julian Castro. And do you know who each of those are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beto O'Rourke, I guess, kind of faltered, didn't do well. And the second night, it was really Kamala Harris and Mayor Pete Buttigieg. And apparently, like Kamala just lit into Joe Biden And I'm like,
yeah, I read some of the stuff that she had.
And I'm just
said.
Like, poor Uncle Joe, man. It's hard to see him get attacked. I mean, he was with Obama, so it's like, yeah. But
he doesn't have the clean. You know, anyone that old,
you're gonna have some tarnished on your record.
Yeah, and he didn't. You know, like mm-hmm. you're always gonna ask, did you do enough, dude? Yeah,
exactly.
Did you do enough? Yeah. I hear someone commented on said,
yeah,
Kamala's still a cop. No, she was never a cop, right?
No, she was just
a DA.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is different. Yeah. Here's the thing I was saying. You know, it's just like police generally hate internal affairs,
mm-hmm.
which is weird because mm-hmm. they're like the ultimate police. They police the police.
Totally.
People think of them as rats. And yeah, like, yeah. Well, wait, but they're taking care of people that are breaking the law, so shouldn't you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And they also tend to not like district attorneys, actually.
Really?
When I was in it. Yeah, because they're like, oh, you're letting these people go.
Well,
you didn't arrest them right.
Well, it's
like,
crazy.
You got to follow the law.
I don't know if you remember this. There was a DA who got kidnapped by the police, and it was wild because he was held up in this warehouse. And then
that's the Dark Knight.
Yeah, okay, that's
that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
okay. I just watched it the other night.
Okay, fuck yeah. I was going to go on this long story and see if you followed.
It might have if Sierra and I hadn't just watched right. it two nights
like,
ago.
Oh, shit. Then half of his face got burned off. Oh, man. Yeah, it was wild.
Not a lot of internal affairs.
That's
in
wild.
Gotham.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So, like, yeah, for real. There's, who is it? So Kamala Harris, I've looked at some of the slander against her already. So there was one that already came out that said she slept with this guy, Mayor Willie Brown, to get where she's at. Which
Willie Brown?
Willie
I
Brown?
Remember
yeah,
him.
Yeah, for, yeah, from California.
DC?
From, yeah.
Oh no. Wait, no, no. Oh yeah,
Oakland.
Yeah. Government.
Was he? Or maybe he went to like DC eventually.
Became governor?
I think he.
No,
did.
No, I remember Willie Brown.
Yeah.
I can't remember what's.
So
no,
yeah,
no, I mixed him up with someone else. No, I remember Willie Brown.
Okay, yeah. So what she said? They said she slept with Willie Brown, which I guess is false from what they said, to get her position, but. Whatever, who gives a shit, right? And then
I'd say he slept with her,
exactly,
hoping to get a position,
exactly, right?
Right.
And then they said there's some new stuff coming out that Kamala's not black enough. I'm like, are you shitting me? I'm like, you know, so it's literally these bots that are like literally trying to, you know, sway people. Oh, she really ain't black enough. You know what I mean? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. So probably the same thing they were trying to do with Obama. And
I mean, the only thing where I can see them trying to dissuade the black vote really is the idea that she was a DA. So her not being like, oh, she tried to, oh, all these things.
She prosecuted so-and-so for.
Yeah, or this a cop killer thing. But I remember reading things saying like, well, she literally, her job is literally to follow the law.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah,
she
can't. She has to a T, right?
Yeah,
she
if it's a three strikes, it's a three strikes thing. She has no choice.
Exactly.
Like, and she's also usually ordered to.
Right.
Like she's not the mm-hmm. end all be all.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the governor or whatever says, or the I forget what level she was at, if
right.
she was state or city DA.
Right.
Do you remember what she was?
I think she was state.
State.
Yeah.
I think she does have to pursue on behalf of the state these things.
I think you're right.
And also, it's like, you know, look, I'm not going to blame even Trump for. There's some people that want to blame him because they're, you know what, the street outside?
Right.
You know, that's not cleaned up. How's that not? He's responsible. It's under his watch. Do you think the president of the United States is really working on half the shit that's going on?
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean,
like, they have so many thousands of employees. Like, you can't blame them for everything.
Exactly.
Like, it's overall policies and stuff.
Yeah.
They take the blame a lot for stuff that I'm like, I would be mouthing off at the press.
Yeah.
They tried to blame me for that.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Oh, your undersecretary of the interior had an affair. How'd you let this happen on your watch? Like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was in Helsinki. I was in Helsinki trying to stop them from nuking us.
Right.
How about worry about that, you stupid.
Exactly.
Press.
I'm trying to keep us from going to war, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, you think I care about the Secretary of Interior?
Man.
Oh, he went on a shopping spree?
Yeah.
You think I
knew
about that?
Oh, you want me to control his budget? And it's like,
how are you
not
watching?
You want me to hold his hand at all times?
How did this happen under your watch?
Dude, it's so crazy. Yeah, there's just certain things that it's like, we're unrealistic. But, I mean, there are certain things where Trump knew about that. Like, you know, and I'll hold him accountable for not getting us a new... like if you're going to take us out the Iran deal, you know, with them, like, with
that bumbling stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and even like, it's more about for him, it's like, well, you hired someone unqualified, so you know,
so you're partially to blame.
You should know they're going to break rules.
Yeah,
they don't even know what the rules are.
Totally,
and that's part of their job.
Like Ben Carson, I'm like, how do you hire this idiot? You know what I mean? Like,
because he supported you.
What is an Oreo?
What's an Oreo? Well,
man.
You've been a bit. I'm not watching the debates right now actively. I'm not really caring because I do need it narrowed down. My state is not going to be voting yet.
For quite some time. So I mean, half these people are going to be gone by that time. But
right, and there's part of me that doesn't want to worry. Like Jay Inslee, though, I think he would probably be a good candidate. Mm-hmm. I don't think he has much of a chance,
mm-hmm.
and I don't even think he's really running for president.
I think he's just, like you said, running for EPA.
Yeah, so. that's what a lot of them are doing. They're like, I need a position, so I'm going to run. And they're like, if I win, sure.
You know,
why
it's,
not?
It's so crazy to me, and I don't know if this is a thing of, because your president isn't in office, that you watch politics more. Because with Obama, I didn't watch it. You know
really?
What I mean? I never watched the. I mean, I watched the news, but I didn't. I didn't watch it as close as like every day. I watch the fucking news with like, and it's exhausting because it's like Rachel Maddow comes on and she's like, "Well, today Trump did, you know, da da da," and you know Brian Williams, he's like, you know, he's like, "It's day number, you know, 678 of the Trump administration," and you're like, "Fuck, we've been in this shit that long," so.
I was stressing my wife out, telling her everything that was happening.
That's what, yeah, like, Crystal was like.
And she's like, can we put something else on? I need to watch something else. And actually, I will say, getting into bonsai and gardening has calmed me down a lot.
Totally.
And I'm like, well, this is why people, you know what? This is why white people don't care, right? Because they're all gardening. And I'm like, oh, this is why. Because you're like, oh, it's nice back here. And I'm dealing with this. And. Oh, yeah, there's politics, but I'm not going to deal with that because I have an elm tree that I'm trying to grow.
Do you ever take a step back and realize just how fucking stressful your life is sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, Jesus.
Ever since I had the vasectomy.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
you
gave me the Valium.
Yeah.
And it calmed my ass down for 2 hours, and I was like, oh, this is
what life should be
like. Stressed feels like.
Dude, I was just thinking about it everything that we do. So, comedy.
No.
But you have kids. You know what I mean? You're trying to close all these deals.
Yeah.
You're also...
Dude, you're stressing me out right now.
I know. I know.
Well, what's weird is a lot of it is by choice, right?
Right.
I made a comment on Facebook this morning. I got to see how the likes went on it.
Yeah.
But like, I drove by this homeless camp and I'm like, oh, that sucks. And I was like, how are people complaining about homeless? Like blaming them. Like, oh, you're homeless. You do drugs. I was like... If I was homeless, I would do fucking drugs every day.
Right.
Like all the time. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Like, oh, that is stressful.
Bro, like
living on the street.
I'll tell you what though. There was a day where I was stuck in the office, and I think I told you about this. I had a really dirty joke that I came up with. But like I was walking down the hill, had to make a deposit at a branch. And so I was like, all right, let me go down the hill, blah, blah, blah. So I walked by this homeless camp. And, you know, it's like all these people outside and they're all just having a fucking blast, man. It was like sunny out. Everybody's laughing. They're drinking. They're smoking weed. I'm like, that shit looks like fun. Right. And I was like, I'm stuck in an office. I have to be there till like for another 3 hours.
Yeah.
These people are enjoying life. But then I walked by that same block in winter and I was like, oh, shit, it's a whole different story. You know what I mean? So I get it, man. It's like I probably would be like if I was going to be homeless anywhere, of course, it would probably be Hawaii. Live on the beach. You know what I mean? Try to figure it out. I don't know.
I think that would probably be one of the more peaceful ways.
Yeah.
To be, it's just you have to get to Hawaii. How are you gonna get to Hawaii?
Yeah, that's good.
You're homeless. You don't have any money.
Well, you save all your money.
Save all your money.
Save all your dollars
and
for that plane trip. And then, what do you need? Probably like wait on a Southwest deal. Oh no, Southwest doesn't go to Hawaii, so you got to wait on an Alaska deal. And if you get it in enough advance. But then you also need an ID. Fuck. So, you think about that.
See, your plan's already falling apart.
Yeah, it really is. And then you probably got to take a shower, or else they're going to kick you off the plane. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be like, sir, you don't smell right. And we got to.
That would suck.
That would suck,
don't
right?
You get kicked off a plane.
But
you
probably
smell?
Get a voucher for it, though, right? And then they're just like, please just go
meal
clean
voucher?
Up. Yeah, I don't know.
Shower voucher?
Shower voucher.
They should have those.
Oh, man. But yeah, that's
the
big thing.
Wash?
Getting to Hawaii, other than that, it's by boat, and that's impossible. Like, from. I mean, you know what I mean?
You mean like a cruise ship?
Yeah, he's not going to. Like, a cruise ship's even more money. So it's like, I don't know.
Figure out how to work your way over. Mm. I don't know. But then if they had a good job to do that, they wouldn't be homeless.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. There you go. It's just a conundrum.
Well, I don't know why. Yeah, you know, gardening is not exactly, well, it's stressful, but there's a stress to like getting it right, right? Or like totally. There's some bugs here I need to
get. But you've done a great job so far. Like just even looking at what you've done, and I will say this, you've made it fun. I feel like we need to do a video on your garden. Like when it's up to like, and we'll just go around because it's like to all the listeners, like it's epic. It has like cool Star Wars shit. I don't want to ruin it for you because I want you guys to see it. So.
Oh, the bonsai area.
Yeah. And I mean, like it feels like a cool garden. It feels like somebody, it feels like our generation garden.
I did tell Grant, okay, I do, self-induced stress is horrible. Like I'm walking around this morning. I was just like watering a couple things and I was like, I'm on one side. I was like, oh, I really got to cut these back.
Right.
Okay. But I, you know what? I got to feed the bonsai today, so I'm going to focus on that. But let me go turn on the water over here. And then I'm like, oh, this tree's hanging down too low. Like, I got to trim this back. Yeah. I should do that this morning. No, I got the podcast, but I got to feed the bonsai, actually. I got to focus on that. And then I walk over to turn on the water, the actual fountain. And then I'm like, oh, I didn't finish the roses. I gotta work on the roses. And I'm like, I'm so stressed. I told Gretchen, like, I need to pick days of the week that I will work on certain areas of the yard.
Yeah.
And just be like, no, because I'm like, otherwise I walk into one area and totally. I just start working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's half done or dude. Like a quarter of the way through and I get distracted with something else and then I work on that.
So
I'm like, I need to focus. I don't know how.
Right, and that's how I feel like in life in general. So what we actually did was we bought a whiteboard for the house and markers, you know, like the dry erase markers. And we literally have like had to like detail, okay, you're working on this day, you're doing this day, you know, this and this. And so, I mean, between scripts, joke writing.
Wait, you do that for at home?
At home.
At home you have, this is my script night.
Yeah. So now it's, well, I'm trying to organize.
It's funny. I thought you would be... leaving parlor, like,
I thought it'd be less stress. It's so much more like, I mean, I'm getting booked on a lot more shit because people, I think, found out, oh, he has more free time. You know what I mean? Let me get this decent comic on a show, you know? And I'm just like,
funny, you're now working nights that you were free before anyway.
Right. So, I mean,
like it's, you could have done those anyway.
Exactly. I don't know. I felt like, you know, parlor was such a crutch. It was like, oh, well, I'm getting $500 this weekend. I'll just do five shows over 2 or 3 days and be done, and then I could just relax the rest of the week.
And now you get to do the like $30 show.
Dude, it's so like
$30 show up north. Ugh. Like, as you start looking at where you're, at least you're in, being in West Seattle, you're not that far from Tacoma.
Exactly.
Like,
so you're
when
kind,
I see
kind
a Tacoma show,
shoreline's
like,
a drive to get to Tacoma, man.
Gotta go all the
but
way
on the,
through.
But on the plus side, you're closer to Everett, which I feel like is starting to grow, and there's some shows coming up there.
Does I need to get to them. Blake Kiltoff runs a great show.
Okay.
In the Monday night.
What's it called?
Tony V's Garage.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I've heard about this. I need to go check it out. But
yeah,
it's like
your dude's coming up there Monday. What's his name?
Bo? No.
Huh? Bo?
No. Oh, Jubal?
No. They got Adam Ray.
Oh shit, Adam's here.
Yeah,
okay. Damn. I don't know.
Well, I guess you're not a parlor anymore, huh?
I know. Yeah,
they've
seriously.
Already started deleting Manny off of your contact.
No, Adam wanted me to come to the triple door, and then I was just like, I'm playing a video game tonight. Did
everything? Is he this weekend?
No, it was like a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a horrible friend.
I thought it was.
He probably Adam is. Ray. He's. I mean, he's here. I mean,
well, if he was just up here, I'm like, why would he be?
He's
back
usually
up?
Here for like holidays for the family and stuff. So,
oh, I forgot he's from here.
Yeah. So,
okay.
It was wild though, man. That church gig this week.
Oh, you did a church gig.
That was crazy.
You didn't know it was a church gig.
Didn't know it was a church gig. And Brian swears that he, like, you know, had communicated this to me. I was like, I just saw the money that you were talking about paying me. I was like, I'll be there. And literally, like, to anybody listening who's not a comic, it's the wildest thing to be a comedian because you always have two dialogues going on. You have the one in your head where you're, like, probably five, like, sentences or even a few jokes ahead.
Yeah.
But then you have the one that's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm literally having this like little turmoil of like, okay, don't say that punchline.
Yeah.
Keep this in your head. Then the lights were flickering and I'm like, I'm sorry, God, please don't strike me down. You know what I mean? And it was the wildest thing.
I know
what
you're thinking, Manny.
Yo, it's so crazy because it's like, I literally get up there and, you know, then I get into black jokes. You know what I mean? Because that's my whole story is like me being black, but living it like with the white experience of like my friends and everything. So I mean, they all laughed like pretty hard at stuff. And people came up to me afterwards. They're like, oh my gosh, I have these crazy stories that I got to tell you about hiking and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And they were like, you're so funny. But then Kermit gets up there and Kermit destroys. Like, it made me look like I was an open micer going up for the first time versus like, just like, I don't know, Sinbad or somebody. It was like, bro, it was wild. Kermit is a beast. And like, he could do that act anywhere. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, he
knows the crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you, like, having a clean act is so, like, a strong, clean act that you can do anywhere.
Right.
Just crushes, right?
Seriously.
Like, people aren't used to it.
They aren't. And, like, and in my head, I'm just like, I always told myself, I'm like, well, I mean, I don't want to be dirty and raunchy, but I also don't want to be, like, squeaky clean. Like, this is my free.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to be funny.
That's all I want to be.
Thing. Yeah. Just, like, funny. And it's funny. Early on, I tried to get a clean act because I wanted to be able to feature it really,
right,
you know, anywhere. And I did, but then everything I started writing later has been dirtier as I go. And I was like, I thought I would get cleaner the older I got.
Right, right.
And now I'm just like, oh, what's
But I also think you know what's funny. Like, you know, it's.
But I don't think, you know what's weird? I don't think people laugh, I think, because we have so many taboos that we can't talk about, right? Yeah. And so when you go to a comedy club, someone starts talking about BJs, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't. People feel like they can't talk about that amongst their friends.
Right, right.
So they're like, this is a release of like, oh my gosh, people get to talk about this, right? It's hilarious. And I mean, so, but some people like are just super uncomfortable with it. And I think they don't want to hear it. They're so uncomfortable with it, they don't want to hear it.
That is.
And so that's why the clean comedy ends up working so well there, because I'm too uncomfortable for regular. Or not me, but like somebody says, I'm too uncomfortable for regular comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's, I mean.
But I want to be funny without talking about blowjobs.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, and I think there's always a smart way to talk about blowjobs. You know what I mean? You don't have to mention blowjob, but you could like, you know, there's always a way you can write around something. Like,
but what, I guess this.
Well, think about this. Like, so I'm not saying he's the best joke writer ever, but John Slayton had a joke about dick size, right?
Yeah.
And. But it wasn't, he didn't mention dick size on the thing. He was talking about snow and when it snowed out here and how he got like 6 inches of snow and everybody was comparing. He's like, oh, well, I got 8 inches of snow, but it, you know, it was, you know, it was beastly. And then he was like, yeah, mine was 6, but it tore some shit up. You know what I mean? It was like, I was like, it's a great joke. And even talking about like, you know, so there's smart ways to do it, but you know.
If people know that's a good, no, I like
I was
that.
Like, I like when he wrote that, I was like, fuck, I'm mad I didn't write that shit. That's pretty funny. So,
well, I do think so. Like sometimes, like I wonder, being married, if like when I was younger, all I thought about was how am I going to get sex?
Yeah, totally. Right? Oh man.
So I can see why that frames your what you want to talk about,
right?
But now, like, there's... I don't know. Like I'm going to have sex probably this weekend, maybe. Exactly, I don't know. Yeah. Depends. There's a Sounders game. We'll see how it goes. So it's not like, but it's not a driving force in my life.
Like it was when we were in our 20s,
right? Yeah, so I think about a lot of other stuff, and that other minutia really gets to me, and I think that's funny.
Yeah.
It's
so funny because I literally, like, to me, I remember just being like early 20s, new to comedy. I'm like, oh, masturbating's super funny, man. It's so primal. You know what I mean? So I was like, I'm just going to talk about this and make people laugh. And it was just like certain crowds were like, yeah, why are you talking about your dick? And I'm just like, I think it's funny. You know what I mean? And it's like, it can be, but it's like.
Well, I think then once you do it so long, I just feel like it's comedy. I'm talking about not masturbating. But once you've done comedy so long, you've just heard that joke so many times from so many people. I'm like, oh, the last thing.
Yeah, it's like not original anymore, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting because I was talking with Jay about Jay Hollingsworth, for those of you who don't know. I was talking with Jay about what hack is, you know, and like what's hacky.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, online dating's hacky. He was like, not necessarily. He was like, it's just different because that's my form of, oh, I'm married. You know what I mean? Like the married joke.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not married, so I can't talk about married or kids or any of this stuff. He's like, yeah, most of my experiences probably come from online dating. So that's where, hey, online dating this, online dating that comes from. And I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just never looked at it in that light.
Still, when people say Tinder. Another Tinder joke.
Exactly, right?
You know when you're dating? Like people, you know when you meet someone at a bar? No, I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I don't. I only know from Tinder.
Right. And it's so funny because it's like, I think us older generation, we never got, me and you never got to do like match or Tinder, right? So we don't know what it's like to be matched up. So when somebody's like, oh, you know, so when you match up with somebody, I'm like, I don't fucking have any reference point of this, but I'm sure you can make it funny. Make me understand it. So there was a comic that opened for Russell Peters who told me, he was like, yeah, man. He was like, I think anything can be funny. You're just not giving them enough information to laugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's a good point. So
if you find it funny, I just wonder, do you ever meet people who they laugh at things and you just stare at them and you're like, it's not funny.
Not at all. Yeah.
My wife still insists that her mother and her would sit around and just laugh at how funny certain words were. Like, the word squash is just hilarious. And we would laugh for a while. And I looked at her like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
There's nothing funny about it. I'm not going to laugh because of squash. What? What are you talking about? That's not funny.
It's so funny. I think being in like a black household, it's like, yeah, you kind of know what funny is early just because everybody's always talking shit in the house. And it's like, and life is too hard to like think about, oh, these words are funny.
Yeah. It's so. Ultimate privilege when you're thinking about words like squash or funny. Right?
Isn't the word the weird? The. Doesn't it? It's like, all right.
I think Sierra's learning because already she'll like try to make a joke and be like, no.
See?
And like she shakes at me like, I love doing dad jokes in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, dad jokes are great.
Yeah. Aren't they though?
Oh, like just do a pun and she's like, damn. Like she gets so like she'll get mad.
Are they still doing dad jokes online?
Bad joke, dad.
That was such a great competition, the dad jokes or whatever, where the guy was like,
they stare at each other.
Yeah, they stare, they can't laugh. One of the best ones was how did the hamburger introduce his girlfriend? And then he was like, how? He was like, he said meat patty. I was just like, it was so funny. I was dying. I was like, oh my God.
Dad jokes are the best. I love torturing my family with them.
Yeah.
And then, then she's seen, I think, she always tells me I'm not funny too.
Right.
Like, I've gotten mad before at my daughter for like, you know what?
Yeah.
Because it's a sensitive thing.
Yeah.
I'm more sensitive about that than if you said you have a tiny dick. If someone said you have a tiny dick, I'm like, well, I don't care. They're like, you're not funny. What are you talking about?
I know, man. That shit, it cuts deep too. And like, I remember somebody told me I wasn't funny once. It was a kid. And then I like, part of me, like, I turned into a 5-year-old because I was like, bitch, I've been on Comedy Central. NBC. I said this in my head. I didn't say this shit out loud. You know what I mean? But I was just like, you can't say that to a child.
I know.
You
know what I mean? So, I get mad because I'm like, you can't hear my jokes because they're about your whore mom. I'm just kidding. Retracted from that. No, but I mean, I think about that. I'm like, just can't show you this joke because I made fun of your mom. I'm not going to.
Dude.
They
can't see what we do for a profession. They can't see in the bars. You know what I mean? And here's another thing too. Kids don't understand our reference points of whatever we're talking about. So like where I was talking to kids at the church, I was like, they have no idea what I'm talking about right now. So it was interesting.
But it's like, I did like having her there for Comic-Con and she does now understand
she's
that.
Slaughtered.
Well, I'll sound about me, but she did understand from like a couple of years ago when I brought her the first time. I think she finally understood that people did think I was funny.
Yeah.
Because she had never really seen me do anything before and then saw that me was this huge house of people laughing. And I was like, obviously other people think I'm funny. She's like, well, yeah, but I really like Manny's. Manny was really funny. But like, so I'm like, I did this whole thing just to prove myself to you, little girl. Just love me.
That's going
to
be
love
wild.
Love me enough.
If I ever do have kids, it's going to be like a mind fuck because it's like, my dad is corny. My dad isn't funny. My dad isn't this. You know, it's like, shit. So and then you got to prove it, man. There's, you know, there's something in you that you really want to prove things to your children.
Yeah,
I was athletic at one point. I was good looking at one point, you know.
She goes, you're not funny. I was like, oh, really? How come I got a paid gig tonight then? Do you think they pay me because I'm not funny? Huh? What are you getting paid for? Nothing. She's working today, though.
Is she really?
It's her first, like,
day of real work.
Babysitting.
Oh, shit.
For money. Like,
good for
at someone else's house.
So did, what's the pay for babysitting now?
We negotiated.
Okay.
She's getting, for this one, she's going to get $8 an hour.
Okay. That's not, I mean, that's pretty cheap. I mean,
well,
how old are the kids?
there's like a, I think there's like a kindergartner. And there's a younger one. There's like two. But it's hard. I mean, it is cheap, but like, it's hard because you got to like, you have to be cheap enough for the parent to not just be like, well, I'll just stay home from work.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But she's working like 6 hours.
Oh, okay. So $8 an hour. Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. I was thinking it was like $8 for the whole day.
Oh,
like,
no. Yeah. She's going to work $8 an hour, but then.
So 48. Yeah,
well, also, it's like her first gig, too. Totally. So she has to have a. She has to have a docket of I didn't kill somebody, right? Like they didn't die under my watch.
I watched my siblings.
She's going to raise Because also, it gets to a certain point, like, I'm going to hire an adult if I'm going to pay this much.
Totally. That's a good point.
Right?
That's smart. I mean, I never read The Babysitter's Club, but they seem like they had their shit together, that whole crew. I don't know.
I didn't read it either. Yeah.
So,
But I'll talk about it because that's what I do. Like, I don't know about it, but let me just comment on it for a while until you call me out on my BS.
Should we try our new segment?
Huh?
Should we try our new segment?
Oh, nerd news.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of nerd news this week.
So Avengers re-release.
Yes, with only, I think, a few
minutes. Did it already happen?
I think that it's coming up soon, but there's been people who've seen it. But I think that they're just trying to grab the title of highest grossed movie all time.
Aren't they already?
No, because they haven't beaten Avatar.
But, really? So I'm surprised.
But also, I don't know if they'll ever truly beat Avatar, because Avatar tickets were like, what, maybe $9-$10 at the time?
Okay.
Maybe 12 at the most.
So because of inflation?
Yeah, because of inflation, you would really have to do probably double what you... Well, not double.
And then back then they had standard or 3D.
Or 3D.
And now you have standard 3D. You have IMAX that's not 3D.
Yeah.
You have Feel Around. That's where they...
Feel Around?
Feel Around, like they shake the whole...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's like 4D or something.
4D, yeah, yeah. 4D Max or something. And they
put like smells in.
Yeah. That's wild.
I think it's funny that they put like if there's food or something, they put like that smell in there.
Oh shit.
But if it's a bunch of dead bodies, they don't put the smell of carnage, right?
Shit.
Like, oh shit. Or if it's in New York City, just like have a piss smell coming as they're walking down the street.
You're going down the tunnels, you're like, woo, feel pungent.
Which would be great when they do like the comedies there.
There you go.
And is it supposed to be a romantic comedy? Like,
right.
You know what it really smells like in Central Park?
It smells like, just urine and rain that like brought it up out of the concentration. So, I mean, I think it's stupid, but I mean,
And now they're supposed to be putting
Spider-Man trailer after the end credits, kind of like they did that one, I think there was a Captain America movie where they, I don't know, whatever.
But aren't they putting like a scene? I thought they were, I was reading a thing that said, maybe a hint at Fantastic Four.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Showing up. Like
I did see, this is other nerd news, that they actually were talking to a guy about a Doctor Doom film. So, for directing it.
That's Fantastic Four.
But it's totally Fantastic Four. But, I mean, that's the only reason I think your thing is right. Is because they were talking to the guy about directing. So, yeah. It was
they don't have a Doom, so they can't actually show it. What is that? I read something like, maybe this was just like a fantasy of them, like, you know, how the film started with the sound of Iron Man hammering out his mask.
Right.
And that it would end with this hammering.
Oh, okay.
But then they show it and it's someone hammering a Doom mask.
Oh, that would be smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, but yeah, this new footage that they put in was like 20 seconds of like the Hulk doing something, which is pretty much just a deleted scene that didn't need to go in there, I'm guessing. So, yeah, is what it is.
What else? Toy Story 4 just opened.
Yeah,
recently. I did not even know there was a Toy Story 4 coming out until about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, no, I knew for a while because Key and Peele are in it. They play.
They are.
Yeah, Bunny and like a duck or something like that.
What?
Yeah. So
I had no idea.
Yeah, it was great. And they talk shit to like Buzz Lightyear in the trailer. They're like, to infinity and, you know, your mom. Yeah. It's just like dumb stuff. So it looks
that's
good.
Awesome.
It got a great rating. Have you seen the other three?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they're
it's
great.
Been a while.
They're great movies. But yeah, I think that this ends it all. So I mean, what a great.
My wife was like, another, but they've done three.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, how many like Land Before Times were there? So I mean.
Dude, there are so many Land Before Time.
Like 83 of those.
Until I got like I think they're on Netflix. I didn't know.
It's wild.
Or it's on HBO. One of those two. Like I was like, they're keep going. It was Land Before Time. Like I thought it ended like with the meteor hitting and they were all gonna die. Right.
Land Before Time. Skateboards. But I don't
doesn't
know.
The first random. One like end with the meteor coming or something?
No, I think it ends with them getting to the green lush pasture and they eat food because his mom died and he got separated.
So it wasn't about. Like that, I thought it was about that time period or something.
Kinda no,
like, what's that movie? There's
oh, you're thinking Ice Age, maybe.
Ice Age, maybe
yeah, because that one was like
the Ice Age was coming,
or something, maybe. I don't know.
And then he kept like, oh, well, let's delay it because the sequel. Another, all right, they're not dead yet. Let's keep going.
Ugh.
Let's see, Batman, got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Batman got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's weird to me. I don't know. How do you feel
like
about that?
Fictitious character. I've heard them talk about taking Trump's off.
Okay.
Heard there's a big call for that.
What? How do you feel about... Okay, so first, how do you feel about Batman? Should he have been the superhero, or should it have been somebody bigger than him, or...
I just don't understand. Are we going to put all...
Make-believe?
On there? Did they give Bugs Bunny one?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, they might have. I honestly don't know.
That's some weird shit.
And... I think it's weird because if you go like the big thing is what you see like, oh, they put their handprints in and stuff.
Right.
And if it's Bugs Bunny or Batman, you're like, well, that's nobody's handprint.
Yeah. This is just a rabbit.
Yeah. You know? Which Batman did you pick?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I mean, so I think that's kind of silly unless you're just putting like little symbols in or something.
I don't think Superman's bigger than Batman, but I don't know.
I got to look up. I don't know who has stars there. I've been there.
Yeah.
I just didn't care.
Yeah. Neither did I. I was like, who gives a shit?
Did you go?
I walked by it and like walked over it and everything. But
we went to it and we were going to get out Chinatown, and
right?
watch it. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But I was like, parking.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's just go.
Right.
Like, I didn't even care that much once I got down there. Like, let's just go.
Yeah, why would you? You know, it's like, it's just a star. People put their hands in it, whatever. I mean,
yeah. Not meeting anybody.
No, yeah. I mean, it'd be different if you actually had, like, holograms of everybody and they interacted with you.
That would actually, that's a good idea.
That'd be pretty cool, you know.
You need to sell that.
Shit. Well, too late. All right, trademarked on Black and a Half. Silas Manny idea.
And then, what did I put? I put Spider-Man. Oh, Into the Spider-Verse. Couple of Spider-Man. Hey, besides that, you know, it just dropped on Netflix.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I think probably hands down the best Spider-Man movie of all time. I think I'd probably rate it over. Yeah, I'd rate it over all of them. Yeah.
That's meta.
They're coming out with a part two, or they're working on it.
Well, of course.
You had to, right? Yeah.
I mean, they just did so well with that.
Totally.
Figure out how to do it again.
But do you do Into the Spider-Verse 2, or do you do just like a Miles Morales story?
I think, well, you're going to call it Spider-Verse 2,
right?
Regardless, because that's going to bring in the dollars.
Yeah, exactly. Black
what
Spider-Man.
About, and then into home, coming home?
Oh, yeah, Far From Home.
Far From Home.
Far From Home, yeah.
It was Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Far From Home. What are they trying to do? Is this like a Home Alone type of?
Yeah, well, I feel like this is his teenage years, right? So what do you think about Black MJ? That's kind of cool, huh?
Black
MJ?
Well, we've known this now.
Yeah, we've known
this
for
a while.
Yeah. So I mean, it's kind of. I like that they're changing the lore, but
yeah, it doesn't have to. They don't have to be dark. I mean, she's light skinned.
Yeah,
you know,
she's light skinned.
So,
like,
yeah.
So no, not too many people are gonna be mad.
Yeah.
But
they're like, oh, she's Halle Berry. Like,
you know, it's the end of Phase 3, which is, I don't know what's coming after Phase 3.
Yeah. Hopefully, this will be a teaser.
Hopefully, we'll
get
a trailer to something, right? I mean,
it. Well, we know. I forget which movies they said are coming out next, but
I think we know. So it's the Incredibles? No, sorry,
Incredibles
not
the, is not
sorry.
Wrong.
The it's like the Eternals,
dude.
The Eternals.
They're owned by Pixar,
right?
The Incredibles is Pixar.
Okay,
it's owned by Disney.
Yeah, so technically they could be in that universe.
Yeah,
that's true. But so we know that there's going to be the Eternals. We know Doctor Strange 2. We know Black Panther 2. And then
Iron Man 5.
No. Iron Man Soul. And so.
But if Falcon has taken over
Captain America. Oh, yeah, they're working on a Captain America and Winter Soldier. Falcon and Winter Soldier film that starts filming later this year. But
Oh, Falcon and what's it, the... Mm-hmm. So he's going to be called Winter Soldier?
I guess so, yeah.
I thought he became something else, like Wolfsbane or something.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah, or like Metal.
I don't know the... Half of me's like...
I don't know the lore. I've never read the comic books.
As much as I sometimes... Like, this will happen. I'll watch something. I'll get into them, like, yeah, I'm going to go get comics. I'm going to start watching them. And I go read them. And then I go and I buy one. I'm like, $5.
Yeah.
Like, what? Fine. I'll take this. And then I go home and I read it on the shitter.
Yeah.
Like, in 20 minutes. And I'm like...
Well, it's not $5.
Whoa. Huh. Yeah. Huh.
You don't do it over. You don't do what I do. After every movie, I go home on YouTube. I Google what the history of this person was, or you know, I YouTube what the history of the person was, like Captain Marvel. They tell you the whole backstory, all the coolest episodes, and then they show some of the stills, and you're like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
I'll see those, and it'll inspire me to buy it and think that they're cool, and then they're not.
Did you know who Carol Danvers is dating in the Marvel universe?
No.
Watchmen, War Machine. What's his face?
Really?
Yeah. So. Wow. That's cool. I guess they're both military. So, Rhodey?
Yeah. I guess they're related. Is he crippled in the...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Don Cheadle. I mean, Don Cheadle looks sickly.
I mean, disabled.
Yeah.
I just can't keep
Just lost a bunch of... Yeah, he's tired this morning. You'll have to excuse my friend.
That's right. I'm still on drugs from Valium from years ago.
We'll be doing a review for it, so it should be cool. The whole
what
phase three?
We'll have a talk down.
Yeah,
I'm gonna talk down to some people. let's call it the mansplain episode. We're opening a couple ladies in.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll say no.
So listen here.
Let me explain the Marvel universe to you.
See, when a man. Oh God.
And that was Nerd News. What do you think of? I was telling you, I was watching soccer. What do you think of Team USA happening out in?
Man, I've always been amazed by the like women's soccer, just in general. Like, I was a fan since like the 90s, like Mia Hamm and.
She took her shirt off.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I was like, oh, I need to pay attention to this.
This happened in soccer all the time.
I think that that one World Cup came down to a shootout with Mia Hamm. And then.
Okay.
Yeah. And. I just remember watching it so close back and forth. There's something to me that's so much more entertaining about women's soccer. I don't know why.
They're better.
They are. They're so much better. And
the skill, it's more like there's a technicality to it. It's not just rough. Exactly. I mean, they are rough. They are rough and they pull and they're
mean, I've seen some shots where I'm like, damn. So
but they are also a little more, I feel like they rarely rely on their strength of overpowering somebody. Right. It's more of their skill.
Yeah.
And
I wish we had a professional women's team out here. I'd go support that. No?
Do you feel shame right now?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and shame me.
Because there is a professional women's team here.
Oh, fuck me. What are they called?
They're now called the Reign.
Okay.
They were Seattle Reign because they've been playing at Seattle Center.
Right.
Memorial, and now they just moved down to Tacoma.
Why don't we just put them in
And now they're called the Reign.
I wish we would just put them in the same stadium with the Hawks and everybody else.
Well, they think they wouldn't get attendance, and then they're like going to have like, it would look so small.
Mm.
But the thing is, the seating sucks at Memorial Stadium. Right. It was horrible. So it's like,
I didn't even know there was a Memorial Stadium.
I didn't know until I was a Lyft driver.
Right.
And I was like, what is this?
Like, where could we start where it would be like a big enough attendance to make it look packed?
Well, I mean, the park. I don't know.
No,
but here's the thing. Like, so here's a problem. The fact that you didn't know, I didn't know that there was one until I was Lyft driving. And I was like, what? There's a women's team here, and granted, I guess it's somewhat more recent here.
Mm-hmm.
Between the Seattle Reign and the women's Portland team,
mm-hmm.
forget if they're the Timbers also. They make up at least 2 years ago they made up a majority of the U.S. Women's team.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So most of them legit. Were playing in the Northwest.
Okay.
So. I went and saw a game, and it almost looked like a scrimmage between the U.S. women's team. Because on the field, so there's 11 players each team, right?
Yeah.
So on the field, so 22 people.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that, I think there were something like 13 or 14 players from the women's U.S. team.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
So it was kind of fun.
So they dominate all the time, huh? Or a good portion of it.
The rain. Yeah. I mean, it is different when you don't have.
Yeah.
You don't have Rapinoe and.
Right.
Let me. I don't know. Dunn on the same team.
Right.
Maybe you do. I forget.
Yeah.
But it is different. But no, Seattle Reign's a legitimately a good. Great team.
That's awesome. All right, I gotta go support.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's go to a game soon.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay. Yeah. Those of you listening, come with us.
Yeah.
Be fun.
They I think they're more enjoyable to watch. They don't flop as much either.
See, that's the thing. Men flop all the time. I'm like, Jesus.
The women go down. Now they do
every now
they
and
don't
then.
Do the flop the way the men the theatrics to it
oh my
is
God.
Like
holding
amazing.
Their knee after they got like elbowed yeah. in the chest. I'm like, come on.
Now
man.
The women will go down. You'll see them go down.
Yeah.
But it's more of a like they felt it or they you could tell it like, oh, this will look like and you see them go.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, no.
Yeah.
Or did the replay and it's like that wasn't a penalty. Right. So they're clear here. And I do wonder if part of it is growing up in our dominated society, I wonder if them faking an injury, they seem to like when they go down, they're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, if they stay down and like you see them kind of like like shaking, like crying almost. Like I bet they can't. They don't want to look weak
by societal standards.
Yeah.
And you're so just kind of like you know, and you tell you know, especially as a woman, I can't imagine like nobody tells guys, so stop being you know. Well, I guess they do, but.
Yeah, stop being a wimp.
Yeah, stop being a wimp.
Get it up.
But you want to show, you know, everybody that, no, I'm strong enough to do this. Like, I can, you know, women are stronger than men in general anyways.
Yeah.
Like, they give birth. We could never do that shit. So.
And I think, like, I've heard WNBA. Mm-hmm. I've been to a game, but I've heard that sometimes boys basketball mm-hmm. coaches will bring the teams there to watch.
Oh, to watch this
house.
You
want
to
see how basketball is played?
Yeah.
This is basketball.
Mm.
Like, because the NBA is a bad example because there's so much dunking and slamming.
And so much
just,
shooting from,
just doing
like,
a run.
Or even just shooting from, like, 30 feet out when you don't need to. Like,
yeah.
On a fast break.
Like, here's how you run a play.
Right.
Like, they'll run a play. This is actual basketball, the sport. It's
right.
not just a powering contest.
Totally. Man.
Eventually, maybe it will be.
Yeah.
If you get tall and taller.
But
women.
I'm excited to see, because they just beat France. So, 2-1. And then
yeah, this will air. So hopefully, when you hear this, they just beat England
for the semis, finals, and then they're on to the finals.
They've made the final. They've made it to the semifinals.
Yeah.
Every single year of the Women's World Cup.
Wow.
So this is 8 consecutive years.
That's impressive.
So you know, every 4 years, so 32 years, they've made it every time.
Damn.
And it's getting harder, you know, but. Because as other teams are picking up their level of work, so are they. France, that was such a good game.
Right.
Sorry
it was close, right? I mean, that's what.
It was 2. Okay, it was 2-1.
Was
yeah,
that
2-1.
The penalty shots?
No,
no
that
okay.
wasn't the penalty shot one. It was 2-1. Man, that last 5 minutes was a long 5 minutes because these teams were so much closer than even 2-1 said. Like, if it had gone to penalties, I wouldn't have been surprised.
Shit.
Like, they. It was such a good game.
Okay.
Such a good game of soccer.
I'll go back and watch it.
Yeah. I don't usually watch games I know the.
That's so funny to me. Like, if it's a great game, like, I'll try to relive that experience and be like, oh shit, that was awesome. You know what I mean? Like, with the, like, we talked about the Hawks. Yeah. So.
No, it's funny. Like, people talk about soccer's so boring. Soccer's so boring. They'll say that. And I'm like, oh no, it's not action packed like football. I'm like, football has like a total of 8 minutes of play time.
Right.
So what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Boring. You guys sit around most of the time. It's
right.
not. Nothing happens.
Dude, that's the thing with soccer though is there's 22 people moving probably at all times
for 90 minutes.
90 minutes. Yeah.
90 minutes minimum.
Right.
It's such an intense sport to play.
It is. And
three
then,
subs.
Right. And then when it comes down
three
to
three subs, how many times can you sub in and out of? Football
yeah.
every goddamn play, right?
Exactly.
Like, oh, you know what? I need a little rest. Let me just go have a rest.
Exactly.
I'm gonna rest. I'm gonna get some water, Gatorade. I'm gonna like bust the chops with my boys. You know? Oh, cool. Like,
yeah.
But you try to wear one of the big goals, right? You try to wear out the defense,
right?
So they can't hold up, right?
Totally.
How about soccer? It's the entire game.
Yeah.
You can't wear out. Like
try being a fucking midfielder. That shit's awful.
Yeah. Oh, Dunn. I was. Oh my god. This Dunn is everywhere.
Right.
I was like, fucking. You're a midfielder. Like, how are you?
Yeah.
And I think they run actually a. I mean, unless you watch soccer, it's not a. Doesn't matter the formation, but they have one striker. I think,
right.
And they have four midfielders.
Oh, okay.
And so it is.
Yeah.
Like it is on for them. Like they are. Sure. They are back and forth so much.
Yeah.
It's one of the most intense sports, and I'm sad sometimes that people are like that you don't like it.
Right.
My neighbor, he said that. I was like, hey, do you? So I try to get people to go to Sanders games. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, do you watch soccer? He's like, I'm not even gonna comment on my feelings on soccer.
It's so funny to me because like, it's like
on the most popular sport in the world, next to Quidditch.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Go Team USA.
Yeah. What happened? Oh, you just got back from
Alaska. Yeah, man, that was wild.
First time
in Alaska. Second road gig, believe it or not.
Did you bring Crystal?
No. Yeah,
you traveled for the first time to the beautiful Alaska in the summer and left your wife what? Home?
Money is tight. So, so anyways, we and they pay for like the hotel and
better.
Flight. Yeah, so it was cool. But yeah, there was 24-hour sunshine pretty much, and I just couldn't get on the right like internal alarm clock. I was so tired, man. And
how do you go to bed? Like, how do you know to go to bed?
You don't.
You just have to look at the time.
You literally like it, like what it looks like outside right now is what it looked like at probably like 11 to 12 midnight. And
that would blow my mind.
It was crazy. And then literally every house has dark shades, but there was still sun creeping in through the like cracks of it. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, it was like,
so if you film a movie there in the summer, like it's daytime, right? Film day.
Yeah. So,
and we've got this whole.
Damn, that's a good point. How do you film night scenes? You don't.
No, you have to.
So,
though it is easier.
Just filming them in the house.
Well, you can. Oh, well, I guess. Well, After Effects. I know with After Effects, you can actually film. Someone knows what they're doing. You can film in the sun.
And make it look like night.
And make it look night.
No shit.
Yeah. Well, but
award winner right here.
Certain things. Oh no! Certain things that you have to like make sure don't happen.
Okay.
Because there's gonna be like stuff shining off your face and stuff. So you gotta be really careful. Yeah.
Look at the moon.
So you need to have
Yeah.
That might be fun to try to do just to like see how.
Yeah,
to
just
do
see
it.
How to do it. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, can we make it night?
Yeah, that'd be dope. We should do that just as a like one-off like project
experiment. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And hey, yeah, big thanks to all the people that have been helping with our fundraiser. We'll see where we are. I don't know. We're recording this, days ago, so I don't know. We haven't met the goal yet, but we're really close.
We are very close. So we
and actually
thank
it should have ended by now. I guess by the time this comes out, it'll be ended. Thus has ended the Indiegogo. But everybody who contributed, thank you so much for doing that.
We won't let you
down. As you brought that up. But Alaska, would you go again?
Yes. It was a fun club. I, you know, if I were going, it'd probably just be me and you, for, and then, like an opener. But, I think it's better to go in the winter because too many people were, out fishing and doing other stuff. You know, it's like sunshine. Why? It was the first day of summer solstice. So why would you?
Oh, yeah. Been the longest day.
Yeah. So not only was it the longest day, but also there was like, just like endless parades and like festivals, so why would you come sit in a comedy club when it's sunshine out? So
I'm still tripping out of the idea of 1 p.m. being sunny.
Yeah, that's weird,
or 1 a.m.
Yeah,
being sunny and going.
Literally,
I gotta go. When I went to New York, and I didn't know that the bars didn't close till 4 a.m.
No shit.
And I was like, I flipped out when I realized what time it was.
Yeah,
because I was like, nobody's making any motions to like head home.
Right.
I'm used to those little clues. I'm like, I can't be out this late.
Yeah.
I got to go to bed. So like, I got to go back.
It's so weird. Like even Vegas for me, like just doesn't shut down. And I was like, oh, this is okay. Yeah. I can bring a beer outside. This is strange.
Yeah.
To me. So yeah, I was like, nobody's going to hit me with a nightstick. All right. That's cool. Hmm. So, all right. But, yeah, man.
As long as it's cause they always do all plastic containers.
I think
something.
So. Yeah, I think it's all. You always have to have like a plastic if you're walking.
I guess they assume you didn't steal. As long as you don't bring I think if you're in one of the bars, you get glasses. You can't probably carry that.
Yeah, you can't
out.
Carry a mug out.
You're
like,
motherfucker,
yeah,
it's our mug.
A go cup. So, yeah.
They're like, yeah, here you go.
Vegas is a weird place, man. We should do Black and a Half Does Vegas soon.
So. It's sounds like a porn.
Yeah.
Does Vegas. But it's just me, like, tired.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, I'm going to. Hey, let's go Silas. I'm like, I'm on a nap.
Yeah, man. That's the thing. Like, I've gone with people to Vegas, and I'm just like, I am not cut out for Vegas. I need to go to sleep. You guys go party. I'll meet you up later. So,
I don't know why people party in Vegas. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand why people party. Honestly,
why don't you just garden?
I'm just such a tired.
Yeah, why don't you just garden?
So much you can do with zucchini. Sprouts. I got some maple trees coming out now that have been seedlings. Yeah, exactly. That's excitement.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, how many shots I took before I, put on the bat guano. Like, why?
Guano.
My life lessons. That's why my daughter, she's going to have a need to party because I'm bringing her in the back and showing, look, honey.
Look at
if
this.
If we spread this manure out, the blueberries will be really tasty in 2 to 3 months. So,
she's seeing all the fun in life.
You don't need to party.
Yeah. So, setting this kid up for success.
Yeah. All right. That's all the time we got. I think we got through most things. I wrote manslaughter, and I don't know what. I'll figure out what this was later. But I wanted to talk about manslaughter, apparently. But who knows?
Maybe we'll talk about
it. Maybe that was
time.
A confession.
Yeah, there you go.
anyway, hey, thanks for coming by and listening.
Yeah. Black and a half?
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Join us. Impressive. Join us.